Hello, I'm James.
And I'm Beth.
And this is our show,
Oh, the Places Will Go. Welcome, Joy. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's really great.
Yes, it's good to be here.
You don't know this, but me and Joy know each other for like a while now, for like not even a year, maybe like a year.
For like 4 years, what?
Four years. But we actually just came back from like a wild adventure. So near my house, there is this small, somewhat of a creek. So we kind of walked down that stream and we saw like three tree houses and it was so cool. I guess the tree house has been there for like a couple of years and we just kind of figured it out. And it was supposed to be meant for obviously kids because it was pretty small. We had to bend down, kind of go on our hands and knees, and we kind of had to slide up.
A lot of contorting had to be done to fit around. I think if somebody had made it just as a place to hang out for their buddies, because it is on public property, it's an odd place for a treehouse, and there's lots of aerosol cans, so it's not the best place for kids, but obviously it was intended for kids because it's just so small and cramped to be fitting around.
And then on one of the doors, and written in like crisp black pen, was, "Whoever messed up my kid's treehouse, I will come here every day, every night. I will catch you in the act and you'll be sorry." And I guess someone just found this hilarious because underneath that was, "Smile, you're on camera." It was so stupid because when I saw that, like, I was actually genuinely scared. I'm like, oh no, I'm like, I don't want to fight like this probably beefy ass dad and his like whole gang and posse. And I thought, like, because I could barely fit in there. And that made me realize probably a kid wrote this to scare everyone else away. Some fake imitation. But it got me, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, that's too funny.
I feel like if somebody came wanting to square me up, it just would have been a little more excitement. I would have been ready for it. I don't know if I would have fought. I could easily outrun someone. But like, I'm in the mood for it. We'll fight a dad.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I'd fight a dad.
And we kind of just climbed up like on the roof there since it was like pretty small. We just had to like kind of jump onto the railings in the area. And we just sat there for a bit. And after that, we kind of went to the sewer place. Our original plan was, this kind of goes to like a bit of urban exploring, but going to a sewer. Fun fact, sewers smell like dookie. So we just hopped back out of there.
Yeah, that's because there was literal human poop. So, yeah. I mean, like, it's exactly what you'd expect.
I just thought it was like Ninja Turtles and giant rats, really. I had no idea.
I was hoping that I brought like an extra large pizza with everything on it. And, you know, maybe they're vegetarian. Maybe they're non-vegetarian. And that just went to waste. But yeah, so we kind of walked along the sewer more. And there was this concrete ledge you could go to. We couldn't see exactly around the bend. So we're like, you know what? Let's just keep walking and see what happens. So we start walking. And there was this huge bridge above us. And there was some rope. We tried to climb up the rope to go on like the ledge. Sadly, we ain't that strong. Then after that, we just kind of explored the area. We went deeper in the forest, went on some train tracks, met some cool dudes who said
that. Cut another rope.
Oh, yeah.
I climbed up this tree. I mean, I climbed up a lot of trees. There's a tree I'm going to climb it, honestly.
Yeah, there's like a large part of adventuring, you climbing up trees.
Yeah. I mean, we tend to hang out with each other quite frequently, and a lot of it is just going out and finding fun places and climbing stuff. I know. It's honestly pretty hard to find just because we do live in Toronto and it's so heavily just city, you know, and like the places we like to, I like to climb trees, you know, where are you going to find just places that are heavily forested and just nice like that in Toronto?
Sounds like you guys have a lot of trouble finding places to explore in Toronto, it being so heavily populated. So how do you go about finding those types of spaces?
Honestly, I'm gonna have to like give this over to James because a lot of what us getting together tends to be him saying, "I found a place that's cool," and me going to find James and us just going to that place. So, James, how are you finding these? I honestly don't know.
Well, for me, a lot of the times I just look on a map, and one of my middle school friends, like, she is so cool. Like, she would just go to places and be like, "Hey, look at this cool photo." I'm like, "Yo, what the heck? How did you find that?" And so we asked her, and she literally just said, like, "I just look on a map and just find a cool place and be like, oh, there's like this small walkway around my house that I didn't know existed." And I just started doing that. And I'm like, wow, there's actually, when you like look at it and like try to find places, there's so many places around you.
That's really true. Yeah, I like going on just really long meandering walks for hours. I don't really get tired when I'm walking. And it's like you do eventually stumble across some really cool places.
Can I remember you sending me photos of like that 5 or 3 hour walk and you found like these amazing like houses, like these very like bougie houses with the fences. And I think you found like a crushed like a small house.
Right, I did. That's the place that I cut out of that walk when we went the second. Yeah.
Yeah, she tried to take me down that same area, but my feet hurt a lot. Like, I'm not like her where like she can walk forever. I was like, I have a limit. I have a small time I can walk.
It's okay, man. I got scoliosis. I understand. Yeah.
Because I know even in Thunder Bay, you told me that near your school, like, there was exactly like, a forest, like, behind it, too.
For sure. I mean, it's a really small, like, it's not the smallest, absolute smallest town, but it's fairly small, and there's no cities around it for hours and hours, so everything is quite spread out there. I used to live in Thunder Bay for many years. It's not the place I've lived the longest, but it's one of the places I've lived the longest. I honestly didn't enjoy it that much, just because the people there weren't that great. I didn't like it. I won't go into that. But
your vibe.
Yeah. But what I do like about it compared to Toronto for sure is the fact that there was just so much forested area just by my house. Like, I could just walk a little bit and I'd go into this very dense forest. My high school kind of had a really weird configuration. Across the street from it, there was a forest. And then on the other side of that was Lake Superior. Like, just very, only a few meters away, honestly. I went swimming at school just in my clothes a few times, just because I felt like it. There's just forested areas everywhere, tons of places you can just, I mean, it's the homicide capital. It's pretty easy of Canada. It's not that
safe. Is that true? Is that true?
Yes, it is true. It's
and we still haven't found a dead body in the woods.
You can Google it. It's a fact. All of the buildings are quite spread out. Like, even Toronto, I would say, is spread out compared to New York, if you're looking at videos of New York. But Thunder Bay is much more spread out than Toronto. And there's just trees and fields and just lots of nature breaking everything up. And, I mean, tons of places for murderers to hide, I guess. Although, I won't get into homicide.
Joy, I have to say, I'm really grateful you don't live there anymore.
Honestly, me too.
Because I know you said, like, high school was that big forest. Like, is that when you first started to explore, like, in your high school grade, or were you as a teen or like as a kid
I used to run away a lot, but not just intentionally. I'd kind of just wander away from my parents. Ever since I started walking very, very young, and ever since I was just a little toddler, I just, you know, at the supermarket, I'd run away. I just didn't have that sense of, oh, I shouldn't follow this trail that is leading away. So, I mean, I did, like, in middle school, for example, my middle school was right next, like, the field that was behind my school was connected to a very deep forest. I actually have never been to the end of it, but we'd go on hikes on gym class, and we'd go snowshoeing in it. So I have been into it. And I mean, we're not allowed to go in because it's obviously dangerous for us as children to just wander into a densely packed forest, but I would just leave school property and go into it. And I mean, in elementary school too, I was technically a rebellious kid because I was doing stuff like getting in fights and sneaking off school property, but it wasn't for any like reason of I need to rebel or I need to be cool. It was just, I didn't have that thing in my brain telling me, wow, I should not walk away from school property and just wander around the city. So, I mean, since I was a toddler, I've been wandering around and just doing stuff, and it just hasn't left.
Yeah, as a kid for me too, like, my mom was like, yeah, like, we really want to put you on a leash, but like, we didn't want to be though on that kind of parent.
My parents did put me on a leash, and I was not having it. And they stopped putting me on a leash because parents, like, I'd start screaming and I'd just stop walking, and they'd be dragging me across the floor, and then people would be giving them weird looks. And honestly, it was more effort than just trying to find me when I'd run away. So
I have a very similar situation with my cat when I try to put a leash on her. So I guess I can relate.
We all have the same energy, you know? We're free spirits, just want to explore the world.
That's it. You got to let us fly. So Joy, it sounds like you've had a lot of experience exploring by yourself and with friends.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
for sure.
When you do go out, do you prefer to explore alone or with other people? Why?
I mean, definitely with other people for sure, because even though I do go on my own because I just genuinely like it, and it's nice to take time for yourself, especially it's just nice to go into unpopulated areas and to go walk around it is definitely mindful, and it's something that I find brings me just happiness and just general peace. But like, I prefer it with other people just because it's safer. Even though I am doing it on my own, I know that it's not the safest thing that I could be doing. It's just nicer with other people because there's none of that, oh, if I get murdered, no one will know kind of thoughts in my brain.
And I'm not sure if any of your other friends go exploring with you, but I know when I go with you, we kind of encourage each other, like, hey, there's a cool tree, let's climb it. Like, hey, there's a rope, let's see. So I also feel like when you go with other people, you kind of encourage to do stuff that you wouldn't typically go or do when you're by yourself.
Yeah, I feel a bit emboldened when I'm with other people. I find that, I don't know if this is just something in my head or if it's an actual fact. No, not peer pressure. When I'm with other people, I feel like the weird things I'm doing are less weird because there's another person with me. So for example, I like climbing stuff. I oftentimes will climb the underside of bridges. So I wouldn't, there's some bridges that I'll climb just when I'm on my own, but if I'm in a really public spot, I feel like it might be weird if I just climb this bridge. But if James is with me, I feel like it's not as weird because it's like, oh, this girl who is climbing this bridge obviously has someone who is with her, so it's not, I don't know, it's just the way my...
She's supervised.
Clearly this person has the ability to interact with another person, so they're not as weird as they look. You see yes. That?
Absolutely. So, look, this person has friends, they can't be that strange.
Yeah, so I'm climbing this bridge, oh, she's just extroverted and fun, not, oh, maybe she's...
She's just quirky and not like, yeah, oh, someone calls
someone.
That's
exactly what I was going to say, James. I was going to say, she's quirky.
There's also that element. It's not necessarily that I need your encouragement. I just need you to be there so I don't look...
insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like you've gotten yourself into some unexpected situations. This is sort of a left field question that kind of came up. But Joy, are there any... like tips or tricks or maybe like safety tips you have for people who want to go and explore? Is there anything that you would say to them, say, you got to bring this, or you should always have this on your mind?
I mean, of course, I'd always recommend going with someone, or at least bring your dog with you if you have one, over going on your own, because that's just always safer. It's not, I mean, go during the day. I guess you can go at night, but it's just, whenever I hear about whenever my friends are telling me, oh, I went on this walk at night, it just stresses me out. It's not safe. So, I mean, obviously, if you can, you should go with someone and, or at least a dog, and go during the day. As for what you're bringing with you, I guess it all depends on where you're going, because if you're going somewhere dark or if you're going to an abandoned building, you're gonna want to have a flashlight. It's gonna be real hard if you don't. But otherwise, just take yourself. I don't like bringing bags with me when I go, so it drags you down. You've got to put it down then pick it back up, so it's just
pack light.
Yeah. Not much, just have fun.
Yeah, and like, don't go somewhere that you probably will die.
Yeah, maybe before you do the thing, think about it for at least 3 seconds first.
That's good to know, actually.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent advice.
Well, it was awesome having you on the show. You made it very good for the first episode.
Oh my god, what a fantastic guest, Joy. You've been, at the risk of sounding super cheesy, Joy, you've been an absolute joy.
Thank you.
That was Joy talking about some of her adventures and how she stays safe while exploring. Come back next episode and we're going to talk about urban exploring. Thanks for listening.